very successful the last 6 years, so I think experience helps.
More about the candidates in the District 5 House race and discovering hidden talent in Southeast Alaska. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories just ahead. The challenger in Southeast District 5 House race says he wants to focus on ferries, fisheries, and finances. Cordova Democrat Robert Beadle hopes to win the seat held by Haines Republican Representative Bill Thomas. The incumbent has a similar agenda. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports on the race to represent small cities and villages from eastern Prince William Sound to southern Southeast.
Robert Beadle is a member of Cordova's City Council and a director of the town's telephone cooperative. He's also been part of organizations from the local Moose Lodge to the NRA to Cordova District Fishermen United. He says he decided it's time to serve a larger community.
I'm a lifelong Alaskan born in Cordova. I've been doing service work and stuff in my community. I've been doing it my whole life, and so it's just an opportunity to take it to the next level.
Beadle's fished commercially for 35 years and also owns a refrigeration business. The 52-year-old is married with four children. He says he's running in part to improve marine highway service. His Prince William Sound hometown is part of the route for the small ferry Aurora and the fast ship Chenega.
The service is inconsistent, and you know, we don't know if we're going to have it year to year. And you know, when you pull a boat out of service, have one able to take its place instead of just no service for a couple months, or just a little more reliability there.
He says he wants to support sustainable fisheries by increasing funding for the state Fish and Game Department, as well as regional hatcheries. He says he'll pursue alternative energy projects to lower electrical costs, and he wants to look for ways to tighten the state budget, though he has no specific plans. Cordova is at the northwest end of House District 5, and Beadle admits he has not spent much time in its other communities, most of which are in Southeast. But he doesn't see that as a problem.
I was looking at Haines's website the other day for the town, and you could almost put Cordova's name in there and the way they described it. So I do see a lot of similarities. You know, I'm sure there's a few differences, but there's only a couple with roads. Most of us have other need to rely on planes or boats to get to the town.
Beadle faces no opponent in the August 24th Democratic primary, but he's up against Haines Republican Bill Thomas in the November general election. He's not critiquing the three-term incumbent, at least yet.
I don't feel like I'm running against Bill Thomas. I'm running for District 5 to represent the area. I would just like to step up and represent District 5, and I think I could do a great job.
Thomas has won three hard-fought elections. He says his work in the Capitol, especially on the Budget Writing Finance Committee, should help him get reelected.
People know that I have the experience and knowledge and get around that building pretty well, so I'm hoping that I just have to reiterate that again and tell them, look, you know, the success shows that. We've been very successful the last 6 years, so I think experience helps, and let's keep it going.
Thomas is a 63-year-old commercial fisherman, Vietnam veteran, and former lobbyist. He served on Haines's Borough Assembly, chaired the Klukwaneng Village Native Corporation Board, was on the Chilkoot Indian Association Council, and is on the Sea Alaska Regional Native Corporation Board of Directors. He's married with five children. Like Beadle, he does not face a primary opponent. In fact, only one of six Southeast legislative races has a primary this year. Thomas says this might be his last race.
Redistricting may make it such a hurdle that it may not be worth it, or have to work a little harder, and we'll see. I don't know where the lines will be, because when we're done, who knows where I'll be.
This is the final statewide election before population-driven reapportionment changes district boundaries, and Southeast will likely lose a House seat. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Who knew Erwin Hertz can lift weights like a collegiate football star, that Jimbo Stevens has a voice that can melt butter, and that Raymond Shepard has a more authentic eagle call than an eagle? If it weren't for the first ever Southeast Got Talent at the Southeast Alaska State Fair last weekend, we might have never known. The individual performances from Juneau, Skagway, Anchorage, Haines, and even Whitehorse turned out as varied and sometimes as unusual as the people who live here. Jessica Edwards is with the fair.
Yeah, certainly we had a lot of singing. Singer-songwriter performances. But we also had some acrobatics. We had some, I guess, juggling. We had a weightlifting demonstration by Irwin Hertz. That was pretty classic. So we had a fair range. We had storytelling. It was pretty fun.
Anyway, it goes like this. Once upon there was a time when, why, just everyone.
We had some dance, and if you'd call it that, yeah.
Moose. One moment. Woo! Alien!
The Palmer Fair has had talent shows for 3 years in a row, and this year invited the other state fairs to hold their own competitions. The winner of those contests would compete in the Palmer Fair.
I think they wanted to draw from around the state, you know, make it a little bit bigger by having each of the sister fairs do their own contest. The caliber of performers potentially goes up, and also they draw, like I said, from a greater area.
But being the first of its kind in our region, Edwards says they got a little worried in the beginning. By the first deadline, registration wasn't looking so good.
Well, we set a deadline initially of July 15th, and we had a few entries on July 15th, and so we were a little concerned. We had done a fairly good promotion for the event and put a lot of posters up, done some radio spots, and written about it in the newspaper, so we were concerned, but by the time the contest rolled around, we extended the deadline, we opened it up to groups of multiple performers, and we ended up with 26 entering. So we were pretty happy with the end result.
At the end of the night, there was one clear winner, 12-year-old Emily Ross of Whitehorse, Yukon.
Life itself is
The song was called Life, and Emily says she was inspired by watching video footage of disadvantaged kids in Africa and by a ringtone.
It was on my mom's phone. I was looking at ringtones, and I found this ringtone called a guitar strum or something, and I thought it was really pretty, so I tried to replicate it on the piano, and then I just started like doing these chords, and then these words came to me, and I just started writing, and I wrote the song that I performed on stage called Life, and it's basically about how when life knocks you down, you just have to get back up and keep going.
Emily took the focus of not only the judges, but a big audience. She sat completely calm, propped up in two stacked plastic lawn chairs so she could play the keyboard.
I wasn't nervous at all because, well, I went 20th out of 26, and it was just like I'd watched everybody go, and the audience was just, like, so nice. Like, they were smiling at people, and nobody was, like, being mean. They were clapping and cheering, and so I just thought, like, that if I just went up there and did good, then they would, like, do the same for me. So I wasn't nervous.
Emily's been playing piano since she was 5 and started singing 3 years later. She sings the national anthem at home hockey games, but she didn't start songwriting until this year, and the song she performed at her first talent show is the first song she ever wrote.
Excited, she said her parents emailed me and said, thank you so much, she feels like such a star.
Again, Jessica Edwards.
The judges chose Emily because she, well, first of all, she had a lovely voice, but she also wrote a pretty compelling song, and it was an original composition of her own. She also accompanied herself on piano, so they felt like the whole package, she just really brought a lot of talent and a lot of aspects to her performance.
Edwards says the fair is already planning to hold another show next year and hopes future contestants are thinking the same way by planning to enter and practicing their acts.
We have never had such a busy Thursday night. We were ecstatic. We knew talent shows were popular in town, and there wasn't a school talent show this year, so I think this provided a chance for people who really enjoy that particular contest to still enjoy their annual talent show. So we'll be doing it again next year, and we hope it's a similar draw for people. It's before a lot of the other performers can arrive, so it really is a night that is optimal for bringing in local talent, for people in the community who are here for the fair anyway and can get up on stage and have an opportunity to perform with real sound, you know, on a real stage with real lighting. I think it's pretty great opportunity.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS News.
She's done things I never expected.